What I know is that I tried for years to predict things and search for security, but life doesn't work that way. Through my interviews, I want to give you a glimpse into the great pleasures of not knowing, the power of fear, being in the present moment, and how to feel secure in uncertain times. I've been wanting to do an episode about why I started this podcast for a while. There's probably no better occasion than my trip to South Africa. I returned back home on Tuesday last week. Initially, I planned a 2-week road trip until the Austrian government announced that no more people are allowed to be transported from South Africa to Austria. This also affected my return flight. From one second to the other, I was pushed into the unknown. When I read the news, I ran through the change curve of Elisabeth Kübler-Ross in fast forward. First shock, in a short adrenaline rush. Then a laugh that was more a laugh of denial. The following rage was only of short duration, and also not clear whether it was against the circumstances or against me. I was fully aware of the risk before departure that I might get stuck somewhere. Shock, denial, frustration, depression, experiment, decision, integration. I'm fully aware that frustration, however, is based on fear. And this fear is the fear of uncertainty. Not knowing what the travel restrictions now mean for my journey, how long I will be here, and what the implications of all this will be. But in the meantime, I have learned to feel this fear, right? For me, it usually appears as discomfort in my stomach. The skin of my whole body is slightly tense and I notice an inner nervousness. To get into the next phase, the first mental experiments followed. What I should do with this one time in South Africa? Up to, isn't it a great gift? And shouldn't I have wished the night before that I would stay longer? Up to this point, it took less than an hour. This was followed by a walk on the beach and breakfast. I breathed freely again, letting my fear flow in my body without judging. And I realized this is the path I wanted to take with my podcast, the path into the unknown, the way to fully surrender to the unknown, to face my innermost fears and not to react as I know it from the past. As soon as we are confronted with our fears, we are faced with a decision. Do we let our old patterns, which supposedly protect us from fear, run the course? Or do we fully engage with the fear and use this energy for something new? I'm often asked, and what is this new thing? What should I get involved with then? And exactly that is the exciting thing. I don't know. Not knowing and getting involved in uncertainty means that you don't know what is then. I haven't thought about if there's a need for another podcast, if there is a need for this topic, or if there's an audience for it. I just did without a plan. Having no clue, not knowing what to do and what to think. The only thing I know is that I will meet amazing people on my journey to talk with. Because since I started my journey into the unknown, life unfolds and people cross my way that I'm very thankful for. And this topic of freedom, uncertainty, trusting yourself and your gut feeling is guiding me like a fixed star. What I know is that I tried for years to predict things and search for security. But life doesn't work that way. Through my interviews, I want to give you a glimpse into the great pleasures of not knowing, the power of fear, being in the present moment, and how to feel secure in uncertain times. I learned a lot in life by listening to stories of people who have been there and who have a totally different view on things like I have. That provokes me and opens a world that was unknown before. The mind is not built to know what is going to happen or to predict the future. The mind can look back on past experiences and try to prevent us from dying. So when we are afraid of something, our mind checks if we already made such an experience and tells the body how to react. The mind tells us how we should feel, behave, and interprets what is happening. Coming to a place where you don't know is allowing you to feel, I mean physically feel, that you are afraid. Take a breath and feel what is actually happening. Are you in immediate danger? Is the situation reminding you of something hurtful in the past? Or are you just overwhelmed taking a decision? And then use your body to settle down. Since I have dedicated myself to this subject, it is everywhere. My friends are already teasing me about it. I read books and deal with change. And it always strikes me that I'm getting calmer. For me, rejection and not being liked is a big issue. Reaching out to possible interview partners and getting a yes is amazing. But I also get rejections and some people don't even write back. I guess it's like in real life. You do what you love and think it might add value to others. And some don't want the product, have other plans, no time or whatever. Don't take it personally and move on. The next episodes are on their way. But to be honest, I really don't know what is going to happen.